What made them do it? What made them follow the star? Perhaps they were curious. Perhaps they were bored and needed a new adventure in life. We don't know who they were, where they came from, or why they did what they did, or if they did what they did. But somewhere in our faith history, the wise ones became an important part of the story. There are many interpretations of their role. There have been many different ways that people have looked for them and looked at them. Today, I invite us to look at what they teach us about looking and listening for God. Today, I invite us to look at what they offered and what we offer to make the world a better place. There is a possibility that they were astronomers. In a time when folk crossed the desert and lands guided by the lights of the sky, they would have been important people, map makers, to help others find their way. They saw something different, and instead of just watching from a safe distance, they packed up everything, and probably everyone in their household, and began a journey. That starlight that Isaiah had predicted showed up, and they let it into their life. They let God pull them into something new and unexpected. It wasn't easy. They came from the east, perhaps from Persia. It's a long road. It would have been difficult, perhaps dangerous, but they kept their focus on God. However, even using the God GPS system needs a bit of common sense and a lot of trust. They weren't sure if God was leading them in the right direction. How very human of them. So they stopped to ask for directions. They made assumptions that if the stories of the prophets were true and they were looking for a great leader, the leader would be in a palace, not among mere mortals. We now know that the chosen one was as far away from a palace as he could be. I wonder what they thought when Herod made everything a secret. I wonder if they got skeptical before the angels came and said, "Don't trust him." Marcus Borg once said that the stories of the Bible were never meant to be read literally, but were symbolic ways of teaching what God wanted us to know. And so the gifts of the wise ones are also seen to be symbolic, perhaps teaching us about the roles that the baby would come to live out. Gold for kingship or divinity, that unmatchable leadership of the holy. Frankincense for faithfulness and worship, and myrrh to foreshadow the bitterness and suffering that would be part of his journey home to God. The wise ones make their way into our story. They bring with them the example of following where God calls, even though we don't know where God is taking us. They bring with them the challenge to recognize tyrants and those circumstances that will endanger others. They bring with them the best that they have and a willingness to change directions when God asks them to. So what do we bring? When God shines a new light into our eyes and asks us to follow, do we? Or do we hide our eyes and stay where we are? Are we afraid to follow God's light? When we find ourselves in unknown territory, do we trust God? Or do we stop and ask the locals for directions? Do we have enough common sense or God sense to know when leaders are taking us in the wrong direction, when they are pulling us onto roads that will hurt others, putting God's people at risk? Are we bringing the best that we have for God's world, even knowing that being God's people isn't always easy or safe? Isaiah said, "When God's light is what you follow, then you will know joy. Your life will be rich. You will belong to the community of God." When we, as followers of God, of Jesus, don't follow the tyrants, and make decisions that gives life to others instead of taking it away. We are following God's light. When we are bold enough to share our good fortune with others, when we use words of encouragement, we are following God's light. What are we offering that will ease the bitterness of the world for others? Isn't that what Jesus did? What are we offering that will support good leadership, that works to ensure all are safe, all are fed, all have a home? What are we offering that would encourage our friends and neighbours to come and worship with us, to come and meet God, to be welcomed as part of a loving family? At this beginning of our new year, the wise ones invite us to go forth for God. The wise ones challenge us to see the truth that is bad and be the truth that is good. Isaiah said, "When people can see God in you, then the world will be a better place." The light of God is around us. Let's pack up our camels and begin a journey with God as our guide. Let's be ready for God to change our direction and take us into something new. The wise ones are here and following God's light further into a new story. Let's join them on the journey.